Thanks for joining us on the audio version of JB's Bible and Bourbon Talk. We're also available on YouTube and Rumble for full HD goodness. JBBibleandBourbon.com/social is going to have all of our social media links, all the ways that you can watch, like, comment, subscribe, listen, and also support us on Patreon. We have multiple Patreon tiers. At the Apostle and Disciple tier, you get monthly time with JB and I and end of your swag. At our Apostle tier, you get to come on a show or nominate someone else, whatever you're comfortable with. On today's episode, we talk about acting as God's people, and we share a pour of Benchmark Single Barrel. Now sit back, settle in, let's go. Cue the intro.
Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of JB's Bible and Bourbon Talk. On this podcast, we talk about things.
We do.
That we are passionate about.
All right.
We just don't talk about things.
True.
We talk about things that we're passionate about. We're passionate about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big passion
it
in
is.
My life. I've devoted my life to preaching the gospel. We're passionate about good whiskey. So we like to have a couple of drinks while we talk about Jesus and the Holy Scriptures. I'm JB. I'm a pastor at a Reformed church in Ohio. With me in person in North Carolina
is
my co-host, Fancy Rob.
Absolutely. Thank you, JB.
You're welcome.
Glad to be here for another episode in 2024, which still feels really strange to say.
Yes.
So I am Fancy Rob. If you have just stumbled across a show or you want to know more about your lovely, talented, glorious hosts, you can go to jbbibleandbourbon.com/social. That's kind of all of our social media information, all the platforms that we're on. It's also going to have how you can come alongside and subscribe, like, comment, share all the things with your podcatchers if you are into audio only. If you want glorious HD video, which if you're watching, you should really go back to YouTube and Rumble and check us out.
Mm-hmm.
So YouTube and Rumble, those links are on there as well. Again, like, comment, subscribe, share with all your friends. Really getting some traction on this platform. So it'd be great for more interaction, more comments, things like that. Comment below that, yes, Rob, I heard you say that you wanted me to comment in the, it's down there. There we go. It's down there. So jbbibleandbourbon.com/social is also going to have how you come alongside of us from a Patreon perspective. Mm-hmm. Apostle and Disciple tier, you get monthly time with JB and I, end of year gifts, nifty gifties. You also, nifty gifties. You also get at the Apostle tier the opportunity to come on the show with JB and I for however much of the show you're comfortable with, full message, the pour, whatever it is. Also, if you're camera shy, or again, witness protection, because we're friendly to that.
Allegedly.
You know, I don't think witness protection is a lifestyle, but we're
some people it might be.
I think we're friendly to the witness protection folk.
Yes.
So if that's your case and you just want to let somebody else come on, you can do that too. Nominate them. There's a rigorous screening process, which involves you paying your Patreon fee, I think, is the predominantly
rigorous.
What it is. So jbbibleandbourbon.com/social has all of those options.
Yeah, and I don't think our gifts arrive in a brown paper bag like Michael Scott's did.
And it's not just coupons.
And a number two pencil. Mm-hmm. This episode releases the Friday before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So this is a very romantic.
It is.
Love-filled.
I feel it in the air, JB.
Coming in the air tonight. Yeah. I think we've sang I Got You, Babe way too many times.
Several.
Before we started recording. So, hey, we're here for you for all of your Valentine's Day needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to share a couple pickup lines.
All right. Bring them. These have got to be fantastic.
They're amazing. So, Rob, you might even want to use these on your wife.
Sure.
Right? This. You know,
helps her to see what you got.
How much you love her.
Uh-huh.
So you say, you go up to your wife and you say, are you...
this happens all day, folks.
Are you a 90 degree angle?
Mm.
Because this feels right.
Yeah.
Or are you a 30 degree angle?
Mm-hmm.
Because you are a cute E.
Mm. Okay.
I think those will... increases your chances with your sweetie
pie,
right?
Yeah, nothing helps more than math jokes.
So
let me tell you.
Yeah, so I think we should probably put something in our glasses because you whiskey me off my feet.
Oh, wow. Yeah, let's get something in our
glasses. Hey, we're just getting into the Valentine's Day spirits.
We are. So We are going with a fresh crack of a buffalado.
A buffalo trace.
So we will be pouring that.
Illuminati confirmed.
Confirmed. I do. I always love the sound of the air on the first pour. See?
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
All right. So today we're continuing in our new message series through portions of the books of Acts. The book of Acts, mm-hmm. not the books of Acts, the book of Acts, mm-hmm. called Acts of God. And so today we're talking about acting as God's people.
Yeah.
And I kind of liken that to, have you ever been told to act your age? You know?
Yes, several times.
And you're like, how do I do that? I've never been this age before. How mm-hmm. do I act?
It's a whole new experience to me. I don't understand. Yeah.
Well, the cool thing about the good news about this is as Christians, mm-hmm. we don't have to guess and wonder what it means to act like Christians, because what we can do is we can go to scripture. Mm-hmm. We can look at the early church in the book of Acts and we can learn how to act as God's people.
Okay.
So before we get into the message, would you pray for us?
Yep. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this awesome opportunity to come together as brothers and talk through your word, review a message. And share some pores and hopefully speak into the lives of folks who are listening now or in the future or wherever, whenever they are. Father, we just pray that this conversation be fruitful. We pray that it reach someone listening again now or whenever, Father God. We just pray that you begin to work in their hearts, Father, that you use us, that you use our conversations, that you use whatever we're going to do here on this episode, Father. We just pray that it is used mightily for your kingdom. We give this over to you, and we thank and praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
I left that one wide open.
Yeah, too. Dude, you really got to pray that God uses what we say, because last time we got into a talk about Little Caesar's Pizza and mm-hmm. Domino's So we are continuing in the book of Acts. The last episode we talked about Peter preaching at Pentecost. Mm-hmm. This is what's happening right after in Acts chapter 2, verses 42 and 43 in the NLT says, all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper mm-hmm. and to prayer. It's a very special time in church history because the Holy Spirit, as we learned last time, was just poured out onto all people for the first time. Peter gave this amazing gospel presentation at Pentecost. Thousands came to Christ and joined the church, and the church was on fire. Mm. They're empowered by the Holy Spirit. And it's a special time because it's a very formational time for the church.
Yeah.
They're learning what it means to be Christian and how to live in this new context of Christianity and following Jesus and how to live as God's people. And so that's what's happening here. They're settling into this lifestyle of Christianity as opposed to, you know, the previous, you know, Old Testament Hebrew kind of living. What's evident as we look at the book of Acts, it is the priority that the believers gave to coming together and how faith was a central part of their life. And so we ask the question, how can we act like God's people? So when we look at the passage, the first thing that we see is that God's people are devoted to the church.
Yeah.
When we think of church, we think a brick and mortar church. I don't mean just a church building. What I mean is the idea of church from a biblical perspective. Mm-hmm. That's the people of God coming together to worship Jesus and bring glory to Christ's name. And that's what we're seeing here starting in the book of Acts. It says that all the believers were devoted. Mm. It says all the believers, not just some, not just a few, but everyone was in. They were coming together as the church. They were devoted to sharing the good news. They were all in, and they made it a priority to come together and worship Jesus' name.
But they were only there if, like, the sermon for that week was something they wanted to hear, right?
Yeah, or if they felt connected to the pastor. Or
I mean, they weren't there if the light show wasn't good.
Right. Or, you know, they weren't there if they didn't have coffee and all the nice flavored creams. That's not, you know, let's not go too far, right?
Right.
I mean, commitment only goes so far.
We're not savages.
but seriously, though, the church is the bride of Christ, right? Uh-huh. Meaning Christ loves the church. Christ cherishes the church. Yeah. The church is important to Jesus. It's a priority to him. And if something is important to Jesus,
yeah,
it should be important in our lives as well, right? So if Jesus loves the church, we also should be, we should love the church and be devoted to it.
And that's going to take us into Acts 2, 44 to 46 in the NLT. And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity. And I think this really speaks to what point two is, which is God's people are devoted to fellowship. And fellowship wasn't just talking about how the church didn't have that creamer that you really wanted that day.
Right.
Right. It was how can we sacrifice what we have to support the others in the body? How can we come together and worship? How can we meet together in the same place? How can we get together and break bread for the Lord's Supper? How can we care for the least of these? You know, and all of that is fellowship, not what I think we in a Western church consider fellowship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of times when we think of a Western perspective, especially I think in some denominations, the word fellowship just means food or just this superficial,
casseroles.
Yeah. Like a superficial potluck dinner. Or when they talk about fellowship in the early church, it was sharing life together.
Yeah.
It was, you know, they were now empowered with the Holy Spirit. So they're all connected by the power of the Holy Spirit. They're all following Jesus.
Yeah.
And it says here, the fellowship meant that they were selling each other's possessions.
Right. Well, they were selling. Yeah, they were all selling their own. They weren't selling. Own, right, I wasn't saying, hey, JB,
I'm selling
your car.
Yeah.
Because somebody needs something.
But they were selling their possessions to help each other.
Yeah.
It says they worshiped together at the temple each day. They met in each other's homes. So that's the idea a fellowship, and it's, you know, the idea of fellowship and church aren't the same thing.
No.
Church is when we come together as the people of God to glorify his name, and fellowship is the people of God coming together to share their lives authentically.
Yeah.
Authentic fellowship. Now, it happens in the context of the church.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, some of my best relationships are with people who I know from the church, but it's crystal clear in this passage that they were devoted to fellowship. Now, again, it says all the believers, again, in this passage, all the believers, it was intentional and joyful. They shared meals. They went to temple together with joy in their hearts. They hung out at each other's homes.
Yeah.
A lot of people know this, the Greek word used for fellowship here in Acts is the Greek word of koinonia. It's communion. It's fellowship, participation. It means to share in something. So in this context, it's sharing life together.
Yeah. And I think in that spirit of sharing, we should move into a second pour.
Let's share in some more of, I get to share in Rob's whiskey.
He does. Here. This worked out really well.
It's perfect for me. So we start with Buffalo Trace. Now we're moving on to Russell's Reserve.
I was going to say another accessible. Buffalo Trace isn't always accessible, depending on your location.
Yeah.
But another reasonably priced, good pour.
Yeah, Russell's isn't hard to get a hold of. Buffalo Trace
is a little harder.
Kind of. Depends on where you are, right?
Yep.
See, this is fellowship.
That's right.
This is sharing what we have and enjoying.
JB's selling my whiskey to,
that's right,
to help others.
I'm going to sell his whiskey to help myself.
So jumping back into scripture, in Psalm 133, 1 through 3 from the NLT, also, man, every time Russell's, I'm like, yeah, that's why I like Russell's. Yep. So 133, 1 through 3. How wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. For harmony is as precious as anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head, that ran down his beard and onto the border of his robe. Harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls on the mountains of Zion. And there the Lord has pronounced his blessing, even life everlasting.
I do love in this this passage in Psalm
how
it says how wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. It's shown as a blessing, as something that blesses your life, just like God would bless you with something. And what it does is it reflects God's heart for what he wants for us, and that is unity and fellowship. It shows being in fellowship as a blessing. And it's described not only as a blessing, but an anointing.
Yeah.
Do you feel blessed and anointed when I'm around, Rob?
I do often have oil running down my beard, but it's usually like a bacon
The brisket smash burgers.
The brisket smash burgers.
That you just made. It was,
or something along those lines. But still, there's oil.
Yeah.
There's oil.
Yeah. And so if you want to feel that blessing in your life, gather together with fellow believers. I will tell you that is some of the deepest relationships I've had have been in small group Bible studies with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Uh-huh. You know, we've been in Bible study with you.
Yeah.
We got to know each other better in Bible study together. So get together with your brothers and sisters in Christ, because you can't get that blessing of fellowship just one day a week on Sunday morning at church. You know, yes, you can come together and yes, you can fellowship on Sunday morning, but usually that's about an hour.
Yeah.
And you want that blessing throughout your week. And so surround yourself with other brothers and sisters in Christ. Mm. And so we're going to continue on in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2, verse 47, where it says, "All the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved." And so the third point of this is that God's people are devoted to worship.
Yeah.
Now, worship isn't fellowship,
right,
again, but worship is enhanced in the context of fellowship, right?
Yeah.
Worship isn't church. It's the action the church makes in glorifying God. So all we do should be in response to the love of Jesus expressed in worship. So as God's people, we need to be devoted to sold out, wholehearted worship of Jesus. Our hearts, they were made and designed to worship the Lord.
Yeah.
Not just at church again, but with our whole lives. It says all the while. Mm. So as you are living, as you are working, as you are resting, as you're going about, you're at the mall, you're at the gym, a life in constant praise of God and for all he has done. And I hope this theme in Acts is this kind of all in, all the time mentality of being a Christian and not just on Sunday morning.
Yeah. And I think something that struck me from the passage was everything that you just said, plus seeing a group of people living that way was drawing to others. Mm-hmm. That's what multiplied the numbers. That's what God used to plant that seed in people, to call them to himself, to bring them into that body, to multiply that body. Healthy organisms grow.
Yep.
Healthy congregations grow, and healthy, you know, just bodies of believers grow, whether it's a, like JB said, whether it's a church, a ministry, whatever it happens to be. Just that healthy body of believers, honestly seeking and honestly sharing and, you know, coming together and worshiping and doing all of these things.
Yeah. And this is what the Apostle Paul says about it in Colossians chapter 3. He says, "Most of all, let love guide your life, for then the whole church will stay together in perfect harmony. Let the peace of heart that comes from Christ be always present in your hearts and lives, for this is your responsibility and privilege as members of his body, and always be thankful. Remember what Christ taught, and let his words enrich your lives and make you wise. Teach them to each other and sing them out in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing to the Lord with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, let it be as a representative of the Lord Jesus, and come with him into the presence of God the Father to give him your thanks." So what Paul is talking about, he's talking about a lifestyle of worship.
Yeah.
He's talking about what the church should look like, constantly expressing worship to God. He encourages us to come together in love, which creates perfect harmony, and then sing.
Yeah.
And then sing with thankful hearts. Paul wants worship to be a priority in our lives. And worship can be expressed in so many ways, right?
Yeah.
Christian action. Worship can be expressed in music and tears and laughter and prayer. We should express worship as God leads us to.
Yeah. Jumping off of that into Acts 2:47, all the while praising God, enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to the fellowship those who were being saved, kind of pointing back, right? That, you know, we're all the while focused on praising God, and having that infectious joy and worship and spirit is going to draw people to Christ and draw people in to ask what what is different here and let God work in their hearts and, you know, bring them in to be saved. So point four is God's people are devoted to Jesus.
Yeah. And that's kind of the main focus, right? That's where all these other things kind of come out of. Yeah. That's the entirety of the message is that we must be devoted to Jesus. We have to be plugged into him every day, into his love, his mercy, his grace, and his will, because without him, we are nothing.
Yeah. Everything else we've talked about is the natural outpouring of that.
Yeah. So the growth that they talked about here in the Acts, you know, it says each day, they were being added to the number of people being saved. That change only happened because they were devoted to Jesus. You know, they could have met and fellowshipped without Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could have had a fun little club and, you know, people could have joined and left. You know, they could have left Jesus out of that entire equation. But to see growth, to experience authentic fellowship, to see life change, it had to be plugged into Jesus.
Yeah. So I'll jump into John 15:4-5. Take care to live in me and let me live in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit when severed from the vine, nor can you be fruitful apart from me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him shall produce a large crop of fruit. For apart from me, you can't do a thing.
Yeah, without Christ in our lives, right?
Yeah.
Without him, we can't see that change. He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. You know, to act as God's people, we must come together as the church in fellowship and worship of Jesus. To see life change happen, Jesus needs to be a part of that equation, right?
Yeah.
And if we look at Psalm 95:6, it says, it talks about us coming before the Lord. It says, come, let us. It means all of us together bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. Notice it's all of us. Yeah. It's not just one person. Hmm. You know, it's in the context of the entire church.
Yeah.
To live a life transformed by the grace of the Jesus, that means we are willing to be in that kind of authentic fellowship that we talked about, where we are willing to give of ourselves to do better for other people, where we are sold out in worship. So how can we act like God's people today? God's people are devoted to the church. Holy fellowship and heartfelt worship. God's people live a life transformed by the grace of Jesus.
Absolutely. Amen, JB. And with that, y'all, we'll be right back.
Allegedly.
With our feature four. And we are back
on this highly romantic
Valentine's. Welcome, you're welcome, America. So, and then everyone, you know, I don't want to exclude
America,
any other countries.
I was gonna say, we might be internationally known.
We are internationally known. So thank y'all for coming back through the Cork Pops on a super romantical JB's Bible and Bourbon Talk. So we're going to go.
Oh, my love.
And now the mood is killed. So we're going to go. Darling, we're going to go on into our feature port today. And it is going to be the Benchmark single barrel.
I like how you kept muscling through.
And see, this is a.
Oh, it's a screw top.
It's a fresh. Well, it's not a crack. Is that a fresh twist? Click? Twist?
I like fresh twist.
Fresh twist. It's a fresh twist. On a bottle. How's that? There we go.
Benchmark single barrel.
The Benchmark single barrel is part of the Benchmark line, clearly.
Is it that clear?
It has brothers and sisters in the Benchmark line. This sibling is clocking in at 95 proof, 42.5. There's no age statement. It is at least 4 years.
Allegedly.
The mash bill, super secretive. It is Buffalo Trace after all. So super secretive. It is mash bill 1, low rye. It shares this mash bill, allegedly, with Eagle Rare, E.H. Taylor, Buffalo Trace, Stag. So everything in the low rye line. There's others, but that's just to kind of name a few. MSRP is $24.95 in North Carolina, 2024. I did actually start to see this pop up. We used to only have the Benchmark 8, but I've seen Full Proof and Top Shelf or Bottom Floor. I don't know which
top
one.
Top Floor.
There we go. Top Floor. I haven't seen the single barrel, but it clearly exists because it was on the ABC website for me to look up the price. JB, what are you picking up on the nose of this one?
It's a very light nose.
It is incredibly light. I was thinking I was getting a little worried.
Like, do I have COVID?
I know.
That's a very subtle caramel.
Yeah, and I'm not getting, I mean,
I'm digging.
I'm taking it deep, and I'm not getting a lot of ethanol or anything on it.
There is not much on this nose at all.
I do get the caramel.
But it's, when I say there's caramel, like, it is
light.
It's kind of like the LaCroix, like if LaCroix made a caramel.
Did you see, okay, I'm going to have a little sidetrack here. Did you see that White Claw now has a non-alcoholic version that they're... What is that?
They created seltzer. Like, hey, we created seltzer water, everybody.
You're welcome. And then everyone runs to go get it. So,
but the prominent thing that I'm getting, which isn't very prominent, I guess, is the caramel.
Yeah.
You know, it's a light nose. I'm digging, you know, I could say there's vanilla. It's more of a get, like, there's vanilla.
Yeah, right. You know, like, I'm sure it's there.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to taste this because I'm not getting. Yeah, it's not getting any better on the nose.
The nose is very underwhelming. Mm-hmm. Palate's kind of underwhelming too.
Yeah, it's more. It has more than a nose. So
yes, I will.
I can taste. It's not water.
So there's the consistency of the caramel comes out on the palate.
Mm-hmm.
It's still not.
There's not much to it.
If I just hadn't eaten a burger and know that I tasted it and smelled it and kind of maybe still smell it on my hands.
Yeah, you would. You'd be really concerned at this moment.
I'd be like, I have COVID because I'm not smelling or tasting much.
Yeah.
Now the nose picks up after you've taken a sip. You can get a bit more on the nose.
Can you? I can't. I get.
But it's still that caramel.
Yeah.
It's almost red, like a red delicious apple, but not like a ripe and sweet one.
Not one that tastes good. I am getting a little bit of apple on the palate. Not much. Again, not much.
And the finish really is very abrupt.
Yeah, it drops off quick. It's a little bitter.
Yeah, I like the foolproof, and it's roughly the same price.
Yeah.
And there's more flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, foolproof is 125. This is, you know, what, 85? 95 proof.
Yeah.
So it is single. Okay, so I will say it's single barrel, too.
Yeah, so your mileage may vary.
So maybe,
maybe
we didn't get a good single barrel.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd get it again.
I would not buy this again.
No.
Now, if you want to, somebody wants to impress me with one that they have that's been
send it on down.
Amazing. Send it to me.
You know what? Maybe we'll do a contest. Send us
your best. We'll find benchmark the best single barrel.
Benchmark single barrel out there.
It's
underwhelming in all three aspects.
Granted, we started with Buffalo Trace.
Yeah.
We went to Russell's.
Went to Russell's,
which is a 10-year.
Which and.
90 proof.
A pretty moderate favorite of ours in that range, right?
And then we moved into this, but still.
You know,
There's no hold up. Like, there's no, it's like, underwhelming is the word that comes
to
me. And I hate to be negative because I've liked other expressions in this line.
And I would think that I would still pick something up on the nose. I could see my palate being burnt out, not burnt out because none of those are high proof, but So
they're all about the same proof. Which is the thing.
The method to our madness. All right. So I have an idea.
Oh yeah.
In the spirit
of
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And the spirit of
their hearts
and the spirit of let's try to make this better. So I was shopping at my local Walmart, as one does. And I called JB with a very critical, serious question. And that serious, critical question was, hey, there's Valentine's Day Little Debbie's, Tiny Deborah, whatever you want to call her, Little Debbie's. Which one should I get?
Yeah.
Because you'll be here for us to record
the
show closest to Valentine's Day. And JB picked chocolate and their little chocolate hearts.
You know what? We talked about pizza on the last time. Yeah. Last one, we should have had pizza this time because you have a pizza, my heart.
Aww.
So
my heart's broken.
Let's see if Little Debbie can help benchmark.
Let's see.
This is.
How are we going to do this?
In honor of Whiskey
Mountain. I'm going to pour some in there. Yeah.
We're going to do a pour over.
Yeah. Okay.
Ah!
I mean, it helps in the fact that it tastes like a little Debbie cake.
So when we added it to the chocolate, cinnamon came out.
Mm, okay. A
little bit of cinnamon popped out for me. Yeah, right
I'm
there.
Just going to. All right.
Okay.
Swirl that around. It's a very visual episode.
I think cinnamon came out with the chocolate and that vanilla cream kind of helped.
It did. So
I think little Debbie went on a date with
Deborah
Benchmark, helped. And Debbie made.
Has little Debbie went out with all the McAfee brothers? Or from Benchmark fame?
Well, right now we've only introduced her to Single Barrel.
Okay.
Which, when you look at relationships and you say one person in that relationship is better than the other.
It's definitely Deborah.
Debbie is the best one in this relationship.
I'm going to say I saturated part of that part. I saturated part of my heart with bourbon instead of my liver. So I saturated part of that little Debbie with the Benchmark by dropping it in my cup. It was a lot. It was actually hotter.
It was hotter. And I'm telling for me, the cinnamon pot on the palate with the chocolate. So
science, right? Science. So
you blinded me with that.
I did. I almost blinded myself. I almost blinded myself with it. So the little Debbie's helped.
It's kind of weird. Science.
It is weird science.
So our theme this year seems to be 80s movies, because last time was Back to the Future.
We did Back to the Future.
Now we're Weird Science.
I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Well, we could go back to the
future. We could. Thank you, Marty. That's heavy. So
something wrong with the gravity.
So yeah, I do think Deborah helped.
Yeah.
She was a welcome addition to the party, but I think if she came to the party by herself, she'd have been fine.
I would have been okay if it had just been Debbie at the party and we left.
But hey.
Single Barrel at home.
But we tried.
Single Barrel needs to stay single.
It needs to stay single. That's right. It
is forever alone.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Single Barrel. This was a depressing Valentine's Day show.
So we literally just broke up a relationship.
Yeah, we did.
Because we didn't like a bourbon. So, man, we are.
Look out.
Yeah.
Look out.
We are not matchmakers. So. Speaking of relationships, the best relationship that you can have, one that does joy to your life, one that brings value to your life, one that enhances your life, and gives you meaning and gives you purpose. And, if you're looking for love in all the wrong places, he is the right place.
Yeah.
Jesus is the right place when you're looking for love, because Jesus is the only one that can offer us perfect love. When you're looking for peace, Jesus is the only one who offers us perfect peace. When you're looking for forgiveness, Jesus is the only one that can fully forgive us of our sins. So if you want that kind of a relationship, here's the thing though, Jesus is the best part of my relationship with him.
Right.
But you have that perfect person in your life. If you're looking for peace, if you're looking for forgiveness, if you're looking for love, look to Jesus. Look to him as the perfect path to perfect peace. So we want you to know who Jesus is, and you might have questions. You might not know what that means. So if you want to know what it means to follow Jesus and to have that relationship with him, reach out to us.
Yeah.
Reach out to Rob. Reach out to me. We'll answer those questions. So if they want to reach out to us, Rob, how can they do that?
Absolutely, JB. So you can reach out to us at Rob or JB at jbbibleandbourbon.com. Also, jbbibleandbourbon.com/social, like I said at the beginning of the episode, will take you to all of the ways to connect with us on the socials. We'll also tell you how to like, comment, subscribe to our audio podcast. For video, YouTube, and Rumble, it has the links there as well. Again, definitely reach out to us. Like, comment, subscribe, share the podcast, share the videos with friends and family and people who enjoy whiskey and who need Jesus. We'd love to be shared.
Share the gift of Rob and JB.
That's right. We also have the information on our Patreon at our Apostle and Disciple tier. You get monthly time with JB and I, where we, let's be honest, we're probably going to eat a snack cake at some point in time there. You also you also get end of year gifts from us, which are a Valentine's Day gift that are wonderful. They're not, they don't end up in broken relationships.
Yeah, they're not chalky hearts.
No, they're not chalky hearts.
With weird sayings.
Exactly.
On.
Then also at our Apostle tier, you could to come on an episode with JB and I, or if you're camera shy, you don't have to come on the show, and you can definitely, just recommend somebody else. Bring a friend along.
Vote by proxy.
Vote by proxy. Yeah, you have a seat on the board. but you don't have to show up to the board meeting if you can. JBBibleandBourbon.com/social.
I just keep eating the snack cake.
They are delicious.
And this time together has been so wonderful. So thank you for joining us on this very romantic episode of JB's Bible and Bourbon Talk. Until the next time, may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
See y'all next time.